Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Welcome. We are very, very happy to have you with us today and to have another hour which we can just discuss whatever we want. And we're open on Twitter. If you can go to the Almeen page on Twitter and Rogier, would that be where they send their questions or do you have another place?
Well, so far it's been really the people that have been following my page, and that's where they sent the questions to.
Let's stick to that. So what would be your page?
Mine is twitter.com/flashroger.
R-O-G-I-E-R?
No,
E-R. E-R.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just repeat that for them one more time, and then our listeners can send in questions as well.
Well, they can send them to your page as well as a direct message. But so far, the people that have been listening live have sort of been also on my page, so that's
why. Well, are you checking both pages is the issue, I suppose.
Yeah, I can check both pages. So it would be twitter.com/Almeen and then twitter.com/ and then FLASHROGER, which can
all
be
right.
Connected from your page as well.
That's perfect. And so we'll have you send us some questions. Andrew here, where did you want to start today?
Well, the first question I have is from Jennifer. It's just that I think you probably know, because it presupposes some knowledge about music and scales, I assume. So I'm not entirely sure what it means, but I think you will know. She asks, because it's about N scales, do you know what that is?
N scales?
Yeah, or that may be an abbreviation, but anyway, the question is, will there be new musical harmonic chord structures in scales, or N scales, and how will they manifest in human creativity? Where will they come from? And then when I asked to elaborate, she said the current harmonic structure elicits old, intense emotions. Will there be new emotions to correlate with the burgeoning heavenly earth harmonics?
Okay. Well, to answer that then, there is a tuning of a piano and a scale of a piano. So I think that the tuning is slightly different, but the scale on the piano is called a circle of fifths. And if you look up on the internet, you can really understand better than this shorter explanation what the circle of fifths are. But that is what all life is being tuned to. And what that is so magnificently, advantageous to use the circle of fifths is it is entirely impossible to create disharmony. They use it for disturbed children, for children that have been through severe trauma, to allow them to just bang on the piano if they want to. But that, in fact, everything that they play comes out harmoniously. So they end up making music from their emotions. And so the circle of fifths, if everything is tuned to the circle of fifths, which is what it's being reformed to, then nobody can actually with their lives make disharmony and disturb the innocence of others. That's very important because you can have 99 innocent people being in the moment, you can have one discordant tone, and it will then pull the 99 out of the moment through the discordant harmony. So because it's discordance is one of the main things that pull us out of the moment, and the moment is the only place we can find true innocence and purity. Now, how will that affect creative endeavors? It will affect creative endeavors no matter what your skill level is, it will be so that you can always end up with something harmonious that you produce artistically. So sometimes we see a harmony, disharmony in art. It's so glaring. It's like a scream on canvas or a scream in whatever media it is that's provided. If you look at Goya, Goya did fine art for a long time, but the horrific cruelty that he saw because of the war in Spain caused him to completely distort his art, and it became, in my humble opinion, a scream. And very effective to convey emotions, but there are certain emotions that have become obsolete. Distortion has always been used in art to create the effect of extreme emotion. This can still be done, but the emotions need to be compatible with that which is currently all that is truly and of true frequency of the infinite, meaning we don't have protectiveness, we no longer have pain, we no longer have anger, and we no longer have fear. So if somebody is trying to paint art and it comes out as a scream, it has to come out as a scream that is positive in terms of that it is all that there is. So to the best of my ability, that's the way to answer that question. Very good question, my love.
But is that saying then that, is that saying that discord in art is not possible now, because it certainly seems to be still there?
Exactly. But it's still there, but we've only moved into these new frequencies with the circle of fifths. We've only moved into this new harmony within a week or two.
Oh, really? Because I just recall you talking about this circle of fifths long time ago, and I was sort of under the impression that it was
exactly
already,
but it tuned the dream. And within the infinite being, it had to be retuned.
So, all right. So, is there anything else to say about that? Because that seems rather interesting, like how that would be different now. I mean, how does it differ in and outside of the dream?
Let me ask Mother, because I'm not entirely sure. Okay, she is saying, remember, Bach was the forerunner of all exquisite music for the following reason. John Sebastian Bach, and I need to say that because there also was a C.P.E. Bach, which was, I don't know if they're related or not, but Johann Sebastian Bach was the one that put two major changes in music. And so the first one is that up until the time of Bach, believe it or not, for somebody that's a pianist, and I used to be, I haven't played for a long time, but for a pianist, it's inconceivable, but up until that point, they only used four fingers. So Bach instigated the fifth finger in music, the thumb. Then the other thing that he did is that he tuned two notes slightly differently. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it is do, re, mi. It's the mi that was tuned up a bit, and then mi, so, la, ti, and I think the ti was tuned down a slight fragment. Up until that time, there could not be any possibility of composing music in all scales. Music were only composed in certain of the scales. And the Western scale has two whole tones and then a half tone. Well, Johann Sebastian Bach tuned the piano slightly differently. It was a clavichord, I think, or a harpsichord that he tuned it on. Then he wrote a full series of etudes in every single solitary key, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, etc. Every single key had as a scale he composed an etude in to prove his point that once the piano was tuned, as the forerunner of the piano, was tuned that way, you can compose in any key. So So because Mother is saying this, let's just see what she means now, now that I've done that explanation. It is so that a retuning has to be done of all the true emotions. There's a component that needs to be added to them because of the fact that light and frequency are now inseparably connected. It is the element of action. And so, what is to be done is that the frequencies such as love becomes love in action. Trust becomes trust in action. It's not enough just to feel the love. The love has a doing component to it. Mother is saying this is a slightly different tuning in frequency, and it shall be done today. Thank you to the Master, Jennifer.
Okay, so is this also... But I think there's another question there as well, because with new harmonics, would that also sort of correspond to new emotions? Other than the sort of doing component.
Consider the cosmos a layer superimposed over all that I am. The way the inner child would have been superimposed within you, but not outside of you, yet not separate. Trillions of such layers exist. The cosmos that contains formed life is but one of them. The trillions and trillions of layers of my being have merged with the cosmos. That creates full accessibility to all potential. Previously, there were wheels of 96 emotions, 96 attitudes, 96 heart energies, and so forth, 96 states of being. And then an additional three developed, and they had to do with manifestation abilities. So we had a total of 7 times 96 frequencies available to us while in the dream. Mother says that limited the potential that could be accessed. Now, all is available. Therefore, all frequencies are available. Within my being, there is no end to them. The new frequencies shall come in as we learn to live outside of old paradigms, outside of the box. She said it differently. She said, if as we learn to live without limitations, the more we live spontaneously in heartfelt truth from the moment, the more it is made available to us, that to you, she says, meaning us here, that we can access higher and higher frequencies that are the other layers of her existence.
But when it's said that these frequencies have, that there's no end to them, I mean, does that mean that there is completely new emotions as well, or is it more like different configurations and combinations of elements that we already are familiar with?
Kiaskaichi hayach nasu, Dia akieshkira ichnu ushayitasa. Mother says that there are endless nuances to her being. They can be regarded as emotions in action, but they are also the inner senses. Because we have now spread throughout her existence as a layer, like one of the pages in a book, we are at liberty to access it if we fully live what is already available. That means that we will have them as internal senses.
Okay, now I am still wondering though, I suppose you could ask this for perception as well in terms of the color spectrum, but my question, you know, is maybe better rephrased when we use the color spectrum as an analogy, but it seems there that we are kind of, you know, I wouldn't say stuck within a certain range, but there is a certain range, and you can imagine that there is colors or emotions that are somehow outside of the range that we are able to experience.
Color is tone made visible. Therefore, for every new tone, there is a new color. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll go there.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Al Mean. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. And earlier we were discussing the issue of color. There's some big secret about this issue of the color that I can feel. I can always feel sort of a body of information sitting above me like a slight pressure in a cloud or something. Just ask your question one more time, because
I was using the color spectrum as a kind of just an analogy to sort of illustrate my point about frequency, like, are these new, this endless supply of frequencies, are they going to be variations and combinations of the themes, so to speak, that we already know, you know, which would simply imply there just to be a certain range that we can experience, or will there be totally new things? And then I thought the color spectrum was a good way to illustrate that, because there it also seems that we perceive a certain range and we can sort of experience new colors, but there will sort of always be a combination of the yellow and the blue and the red. And, you know, is it conceivable that there would be a color which is totally other than that, outside of this range? So those were the kind of parallel themes I was looking at.
Kashkiach tafanahie ipar kanash usa. It is the day to solve the issue of color. She says, remember what you showed Amin yesterday. Now, Yesterday, remember he showed me two letters, an A and a B, in two different color boxes? If you could just explain to our listeners what you showed me, Ruchir, because this is what Mother's referring to, and I'll stay in this altered state so I can hear her.
Yeah, basically, it's supposedly from a book on digital compositing that I was looking in, and there's this apparently within those circles a kind of famous optical illusion about these two figures, and one is a cylinder that's kind of standing on its chessboard, which is checkered with light, kind of light grayish and squares and brownish squares, and it's hard to explain, but the point is that there's two. One is labeled A and one is labeled B of all the squares there. And you see them as being two distinct colors, but the difference is really only defined by the contrast of the squares around them. So one has four squares that are dark on each side, and the other one has the opposite, basically. So even though they're the same color, it's the surrounding contrast which determines that one is perceived as light while the other one is perceived as dark. And then, you know, in the next figure you see just this color, how they connect those two squares, and then you can sort of see that they're actually the same color, even though previously you could have sworn that they were, one was light and the other was dark. And when I looked at that for the first time, I could just sort of feel my brain struggling to get what was going on there. So it was an exercise in contrast of environments, basically.
Okay. Let's then ask what this has to do with anything, okay? Hishatasanaki aba Ivakyohuneche Savachkavaya Ekihna Ukatai Mi Uye Hesheya Sahna Suchiava Piku Ihinech Pushkiava Vespe Echi Unuhusa Peknetve Hashvaiskava Pirkunivechkiva. Mother is saying that there are trillions and trillions of layers deep, but that as of this moment, man is given the information, interpretation abilities to access an additional two layers of color and tones. In other words, think of us as a page in the book. We can access not only our own page, but the page, but two pages beyond us. If we're the first page, there's two pages beyond us. So we will be able to know all that's written on all three pages in terms of color and tone. You have not seen me among you, for you have not been able to interpret my light. On the page, Mother's keeping this analogy going, on the page in which you dwell, there are seven colors of light that you are able to interpret. The one beyond that has 20, and the one beyond that has 33. Neshbach pasku echkiavaskai ichnach kava. Let the interpretation centers of all the senses be able to access these additional ranges of light and frequency. Let them therefore be able to see me stand out from among the masses. See, what Mother is saying is that if you have a red letter A on a reddish background, you can hardly see it. So even though Mother was white light, if we were, say, in the blue color, all we could see, because we only had the interpretation abilities, was her blue. And so we saw her as blue, we saw the rest of everything as blue. That means we couldn't understand who she was, that we could see her in our midst. Now, Mother is saying, there shall be additional abilities given for the red range, the blue range, and the yellow range. And to answer your question, by deduction then, one can assume that there are a vast many more ranges, but that these three pages are dealing primarily with the blue, which incidentally, if you've tracked our last couple of programs, you will have noted that blue is the color we have been primarily living in as a cosmic life in the dream with the Infinite Mother, and the Father held the dream. They are now combined into one androgynous being. We are combined into white light, but still we're only interpreting the blue because that's all we had is our interpretation abilities. Mother is saying that not only the blue will be interpreted by us, but also the yellow and the red. And we will note, therefore, that that which has the most white light is the infinite being who dwells within our midst. So we will be able to recognize the tones, the voice of the Mother, Father God, the infinite androgynous being, as well as see them, them being the infinite being, because now we will be able to interpret it. So we'll have a green letter in a red background, or more accurately, a white letter in a something that we've only seen as blue.
But so, from what do you deduce then that these color ranges on the pages beyond, so to speak, would be outside of this yellow, red, and blue? Because to me,
The three pages represent the one we've been on in the dream as represented blue. And then there's yellow, and then there's red.
Those are three pages. But we're talking about the pages beyond that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So I'm saying, from what do you deduce, then, that these would be somehow outside of yellow, red, and blue?
Because I'm looking at the pattern of human development, and it's three stages with three phases in each of them. Identity consciousness has three phases, the initiate, the adept, and the one that's in mastery of self to some extent. They then have the God consciousness, which is the emptiness, the bliss, and the re-entry into the human condition. We then have the three stages of ascended mastery, which is, again, you know, totally silent mind, the immortality, and the full ascension. What we're dealing with here is a cosmos that's been in identity consciousness. It's been an initiate. And we're heading now towards the other two pages, and so that we can truly exit the dream. Because the dream is identity consciousness. And even though we are no longer in the infinite dream, we're still keeping life around us in place as though we were. Because we're still only living from blue.
But could these new colors not be... No, I'm thinking now maybe these very sort of... I'm not sure. Colors like yellow, red, and blue, maybe they're just part of the identity consciousness realm, and perhaps these new ranges of color would be sort of just infinite types of white light. I mean, I'm just saying something here, but my point is, wouldn't it just be something more of a refined thing? Like, you know, I've sort of heard you say at times that when there's some sort of shift takes place cosmically or something like that, and then you're outside and there's something different about the light, but it's very hard to say what it is. It's like it's a new light, but if you were to just pinpoint it on a piece of paper, you'd have to say, well, it's white light. But see what I mean? So it's not really a radical light like yellow or red or blue, but it is different. So I'm just wondering, would these new ranges not just all fall within this wide category?
Ishgah kune shvesa, pirkuna shvasa. White light, as you know it, is not the only white light that is. Let's take a quick break, and we'll look more into this when we get back.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Al-Amin has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. Al-Amin continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Al-Amin is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Al-Amin, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
In the little break that we've had here, I was corrected by Mother. She said I'm on the right track, but I need to look a little bigger. It's not that within the identity consciousness that you have the three phases, each a color. It's that the three big stages of man, we have been in identity consciousness within the dream. The entire identity consciousness with all three, its different shades of blue, is nevertheless blue. And then we've moved out of the dream and we are in God consciousness, and that is yellow. And then from there, it goes into ascended mastery as a cosmic analogy, and it becomes red. Now, there is something, though, that I wish to ask the mother, because she has decreed that this linear becoming no longer be that way, that it could be, that it could be exponential and it could be immediate. So isn't this just another form of linear becoming, that the awakening of the dream is but one stage of it, which means,
but,
you know, that... Sorry?
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask something before you do that.
Sure.
I was just wondering, would it be linear becoming? Because it's not like we say, first, we, in terms of colors, we don't say, first comes yellow, then blue, then red, and then white. We say those three combine to form white, but I don't think they need to combine in any linear way, do they?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure what you mean. Could you just explain one more time?
Well, isn't it the idea that yellow and red and blue, when combined, that they form white?
Right.
but this combination of theirs is not some sort of linear progression. That's what I mean.
No, but what's a linear progression is that we're still, we've come out of the dream, and, you know, it was decreed here days ago that we are in white light, we're no longer in the blue light, and yet we're still just able to interpret the blue light that was fixed, you know, here half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago. So now we can interpret the white light. But still, we should be able to exponentially expand, not go from one to the other. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just not sure how it relates to the colors or the stages of man, but I think...
Okay, well, identity consciousness is the whole three phases of it is blue, just different shades making a true blue. We've been living in that from the time that creation was formed, which is the dream of the infinite that it was limited, which is what identity consciousness is. So now we've come out of that, but what are we in now? Are we in the yellow light, or are we in the red light, or are we in both, and what lies beyond it? Because if we go stair-stepping from blue to yellow to red, we are in linear becoming.
Okay, but that, I think that's the maybe it, because I don't see how it's stair-stepping insofar as that I'm thinking of what was declared like last week or 2 weeks ago, that there is a re-emergence of ego identity, that it's not something that we have to avoid altogether, just as, you know, in terms of the,
yes,
the ego being that which separates the threads, as long as we recognize and remember the big picture at the same time. So I don't know that if we look at that in terms of colors, we would still say, well, it's not like we've left the blue behind, it's just that the blue operates in a different way or something like
it's
that.
It's part of the white.
Yeah.
And we would have orange otherwise. So the blue
it wouldn't be a stepping stone then, would it? Like, this is the blue is now behind us. It's simply...
No. What the problem was, now we're, let's take a look at this, because A, we couldn't interpret the rest of life. So that has now been fixed. Humankind has been given the interpretive abilities to live in white light. But that still means that the mother herself is in white light, so the infinite has to be a few ranges beyond us, or we're going to find a red letter on a red background that we're trying to see and hear as we try and see and hear the infinite, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then, okay, so in other words, let's say... let's say that there are, you know, maybe I'll just have Mother explain this, but if we are saying that there are seven colors available with the white light that we're in, there's seven colors available. You shine white light through a prism, it breaks up in a rainbow. There are seven colors. Mother is saying that not only must we fully be able to interpret these seven colors, but we also must be able to interpret two ranges beyond them. The next one has a white light that will give you 12 colors. Did I say 20 before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mother said 20, though, didn't she? Hold on a second.
Well, I'm not sure now because I just figured it was going along with this mathematical...
yes, it was, but there's a 12 sequence between the 7 and the 20. Let me just ask Mother that. Shkayech neska huche, ivach paska eche, mispach kunuchkevia, isach nao saichikina basuche. She says, remember the diamonds. Our beautiful sister Jennifer that got all this started is in New York. In New York there is a museum. I don't know if it's a museum of natural history or what it is, but there's a museum that has the 12 pure colors of diamonds. Mother is saying there are, although the prism will break it up into seven colors, there are 12 colors currently available. There are things such as magenta and turquoise and so on that isn't recognized as one of those colors. There are 12 chakras, each with a color, available to man. 12 pure colors of diamonds, the 12 different forms of light available through the seven. So man currently is living in white light that contains 12 colors, things like turquoise and so, that we don't normally factor in. So she is saying that the page beyond it is 20. The white light in the God kingdom, if you will, if we want to keep this equation going of the stages of man, you know, when you get to the end of ascended mastery, you go into the God kingdom, and you're in a different type of a white light. It's like a pearlescent white light. It doesn't begin to explain it. But in that white light, there are, it, if you shine it through a prism, it would break it up into 20. And beyond that, there's another, what which we call in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, the Super God Kingdom, and it breaks it up into 33. So she says, no, it is 12 and 33. And she says that the reason that we need to be able to receive the ability to access and interpret those colors so that she can be seen. And I still say she because of the years of working with the mother in the dream, but it is an androgynous being, but we don't have an appropriate pronoun in English. So I'm going to keep saying mother, but please understand, I mean the infinite. So the infinite can be seen as being more extraordinary or heard above the clamor of everything else as we want to access the infinite. But we need to be able to interpret the additional light and then see that the only one that has it is this infinite being. Otherwise, we could well see the red, you know, the red letter in the red square as nothing special.
But so are you saying that humanity is now theoretically wired to perceive these new layers of white?
Even as we spoke it, Mother was speaking it into the laws of existence.
So, and then, but then how has the situation so far been in terms of perceiving her light? I mean, it's different then from the way in which we don't see angels or fairies.
Yes, that's different because they're part of our spectrum. But remember, the mother has trillions of layers of light. Who knows
okay,
if there's
well,
an end to it, you see?
Okay, well, it's good to know because I have always wondered if there was this situation with yellow and red and blue. And I know you, the other colors were named, but I still see them to sort of fall in between yellow and red and blue. But I always wondered if there was that was simply
if
a,
I were
kind
to
of a
guess
wiring.
Here, you know what? If I were to guess, I would think that the next spectrum has four primary colors. Remember how the Tree of Life was created. You know, the Kabbalah gives all this information of the obsolete, by the way, Tree of Life. But how was it created? It came from the three. The three began, the four followed. The first three directions of within and above and below, and then another four followed it. It's possible that we're looking at 3, 4, 3, 4 all the way through.
But then but then I guess those four would sort of follow from the wide spectrum. I mean, what I really mean is I've always wondered whether the colors that we can see is simply a matter of wiring, much like that we are sort of, you know, wired to see mathematically 2 + 2 = 4, and that, you know, and I've often wondered if there are colors out there which have the saturation of, say, pink or turquoise or orange, yet are colors that we do not know. And I know that there are lots of whites that we do not know and that we would need to interpret the infinite's light. But other than that, my question has always been, are there such other saturated colors that we haven't seen yet?
Let's take a quick break, and then I need an explanation from you on saturated, plus the mother has just corrected me. She says there aren't four beyond us. There are seven. The God Kingdom has seven primary colors. We have three, it has seven. So a super God Kingdom has 12. Let's take a quick break.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elva Espada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You know, we just had a very good question from our station manager, who's quite brilliant, and I always love it when he pipes in because I know he's listening to our show and that adds again. But he asked, doesn't it mean if we're, you know, absorbing all these rays off the spectrum that makes black? We would only absorb if we weren't balanced in masculine and feminine, because we're actually not just absorbing, we're expressing. Because remember, we're speaking about color, and color is proactive. So we're expressing as we live those colors. So Ruchir, did you want to explain what your question about the saturated colors, whether you want to define the term or just use another word for it, whatever you want to say? Because I didn't quite understand your question.
I just meant, like, as in an intensity of color, like if there is something as colorful, so to speak, as turquoise or orange, yet a color we totally do not know. And when I used the word saturation, I simply meant that certainly in terms of computer programs, it works that way. If you desaturate a color image, it basically goes to black and white because what was colored before just sort of goes light and dark. So that's what I meant. Like, I just wanted to sort of make clear something which seems to be very obvious to me, that are we talking about new color ranges which are endless types of white lights, as opposed to some sort of very bright color like yellow or red or blue, but that we simply don't know yet?
Let's just talk to Mother about this. Bashkirta unkuhirskavai. He is touching on a very important point. Mishper kuska yecha ilikibikia unush. Vespes kechkiava ikiakanashva usu. Eshkerna piakunush mispekine ikiahnashute. Mother says that it has become the true laws of reality that colors may not be separated out from white light. No longer shall that which she makes as one be separated. She says, however, that we will accentuate it through our senses. Now, I must understand what she's saying here. But she's saying, now understand that the laws of reality that I'm speaking of, my brothers and sisters, a scientist is still going to hold his prism up to the light and say, look, it makes a rainbow. And we're still going to see rainbows in the sky. If we think that they should be there, this hold of our belief systems has been notoriously strong. If we approach it like a child, we will see it differently. We've been noticing, you know, light moves differently. We photograph it differently only when we're photographing interdimensionally because of the expectations that people hold and keep things in place for themselves, like a sub-creation. These laws that I'm speaking of is the true creation. Mother is saying that light may no longer be split, that to see a red rose is red. It's the rose's intent that it be red. So we buy a rose bush, it's the rose knows that it's going to be red, or it's advertised as a red rose bush, so we want it to be red. The intent behind a life form or the way we view a life form would accentuate its color. This means we can start to see the world differently, if we will, if I'm understanding Mother correctly. Mother says there's a lot written about this in the records of Isis. So what I will do is I will write pieces of this out from the records of Isis. I will write down her writing. I'll write what it sounds like, and then I'll translate it. And I'll put it on my blog today. And this is pre-recorded, so just look for, information from the Isis libraries on color for those folks that hear this program a little later. So Mother is saying that we see everything white because she has proclaimed that light may no longer be separated, nor may it be separated from its frequency, that we are accentuating within our intake certain colors. It's not truly separate. Let me give you an example of that. You can, you know, if a mother has a baby, you can line the babies up, 20 babies in cribs, but she will know the sound of her own baby. In the beautiful, beautiful movie, The March of the Penguins, you can see in there how they listen out of the thousands of penguin chicks for the sound of their particular chick. And the chick can hear his mother's voice too. It's accentuated. It's not that it's separate from the rest of the noise or the calls of all the other chicks. This is how Mother is saying light is to be experienced, no longer to be split out. Because our environment, nishpach pastu, esknete eshkna uvaba, is no longer a reflective surface or a mirror. Nishpashkuchnava eskechkeva. Mirrors also are no longer permitted to exist. Dihganachai, they trap us in kirkoye nesher, into limited thinking, kashkuyeskepatcha mishpayekyechneve, and create boundaries where light cannot pass through.
Yeah, that's interesting then to find that the splitting of light, you know, also promotes separation then? I mean, just wondering, because I was thinking about the splitting of the atom, and then maybe there was some sort of relation in terms of when you split light, it also is a separation consciousness.
Okay. Well, the thing is that yesterday, while we were filming, I heard Mother say that there are no longer separate atomic elements. She has said there are no longer atoms. We are moving into a total existence of light. And she has said there are no longer atomic elements. There's only one atomic element. And what it is incorruptible, holy matter. And our last show, folks, and the one before, we spent a great deal of time speaking about that. So if you're interested in this, you may want to go back there. Well, here we have time for one quick portion, which possibly pertains to this. Then we need to close off our show. We've got just a few minutes left. Is there anything that we needed to explain? Let's just take a look at frequency.
Can I just squeeze in this question from Matthew about this? Sorry?
Let's do yours. If it's a new topic, though, I mean, it's not really conducive to the last few
minutes. No, that's why I said,
minutes.
Can we just squeeze it in? Because Matthew asked, just so I'm clear, are we functioning from all three stages of consciousness, say blue, red, and yellow at once within white?
Yes. Oh, what a wonderful question. Nice to hear from you, Matthew. And thank you. This is an excellent question. Exactly. First, we're given the ability to access the true white spectrum. That means all of the colors are in there. And then we are given the ability to access more than we're experiencing so we can see what is among us, namely the infinite. My brothers and sisters, that was a perfect close to our show. Thank you, Ruchir. Well done. I'm really happy that you're preparing this. And we will be back with you again next week. Thank you for joining us.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nahual and seer, Almin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almin. Please join us again next week.